City Raceway.
More than 200 drivers are getting ready for a high-speed pursuit around a quarter-of-a-mile dirt oval. The competition hasn't actually started yet, but your senses are already racing with the smell of greasy concession food and the stern looks of those die-hard fans. Several race car drivers line up on the side of the track, posing next to their vehicles and signing autographs. Hope Wasson traveled about an hour and a half for the race from Taylorville.
Let's say hi to him. Come on, let's go say hi to Jeff.
Her four-year-old daughter, Sonia, gives nine-time Farmer City track champion, Jeff Vika, a big hug.
Is that a winning hug?
I hope, because you're a pretty little girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She knows when the weekend gets here, it's always, Mama, Papa, we're going racing, right?
The drivers do several hot laps around the track to check the gears and get the cars warmed up. With dirt flying through the air, you can't even really hear yourself think, but that doesn't seem to bother 66-year-old Fran Dick, who raced on this track back in the 1970s.
A lot of people don't like dirt. They like asphalt, but you gotta be a man to race on dirt.
The racetrack has a long history in Farmer City. It's been on Route 150 since 1938. Midget auto races were the featured attraction until stock cars took over in the early 1950s. Sports reporter Rex Marskamp has been covering the racing industry for 30 years. When I asked Rex to talk about some memorable moments in his years covering Farmer City, the first name out of his mouth is
Bob Pierce. He raced there for years and he had some wild finishes and races.
Bob Pierce set five separate records here during the 1980s. He now builds race cars for a living. Last year, he set his sights on reshaping the Vermilion County Fairgrounds Speedway by being its promoter.
We had cars with no people, and it was terrible. I mean, it was really terrible. No people, no fans whatsoever.
The Danville Raceway is sitting empty right now, unable to secure a promoter willing to put money into races that attract a large crowd. The same thing happened to the Farmer City Raceway, which closed last July but reopened in April with new promoters. With Danville's racetrack behind him, Bob Pierce is training his 14-year-old son, Bobby. Even though Bobby Pierce is not old enough for a driver's license, some racetracks, like Farmer City, will accept younger race car drivers as long as their parents sign a waiver of liability. But that hasn't always been the case. The Farmer City Fair Association's Raceway Committee Chair says years ago, NASCAR champion Jeff Gordon was turned away from competing at Farmer City because of his age. But tonight, Bobby Pierce is behind the steering wheel. Bobby drives his car back to the pit stop after finishing a few laps. His father is waiting for him.
You went a little bit lower than I expected to. You got a little tail hung out there and you waited on the car quite a bit, so.
Bob Pierce slides underneath Bobby's car to fix it up before the next race. Nearby, Bobby studies his racing scores.
Your dad is, I just noticed he gives you a lot of advice.
Yeah, it's a little hard, but he kind of gets it into my head that that's what I need to do, and I try to do it.
Here we go, 12 laps of distance, tap three to the A main, final semi-feature.
We're underway.
A little bit later, Bobby competes in the Consy race. Up against 11 other drivers, he has to place in the top three to advance to the main feature. He starts off second from the lead, then falls back to third, and ends the race coming in fourth.
Final time, race fans, your winner out of Springfield. Give it to Brian Dively.
After the Consy race, I find Bobby alone in his family's camper. He says this isn't a time to celebrate.
The car seemed like it was lacking a little bit of traction coming off. I mean, things didn't fall into place, I guess.
It's in Bobby's blood to race, and in that vein, he's keeping the Farmer City Raceway's heritage alive by defining what it means to be a winner, even after the dirt on the track settles. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.